Welcome to the Voices.Earth podcast series. Today we're speaking with Namal De Silva, founder of Myla.Earth, which is a platform that uses compelling storytelling to instill hope, grow community, fire a deep connection to nature. And Namal, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you, Matt?
Doing well. Thanks for joining us. And let's start at a high level. Tell us all about Myla, the organization's mission, how long you've been around, all that good stuff.
Sounds great. So Myla is a new organization. I have been thinking about ideas connected to what we hope to do for a long time, for many years. But I thought of starting it in this form as an organization, probably came up with the idea in November, and have been just working rapidly to get it off the ground, to build a team and incorporate and all that fun stuff. We launched our website on Earth Day. So we're new. Our mission... Sorry, go ahead.
No, that's awesome. I didn't realize you launched on Earth Day. That's perfect, because certainly at Voices.Earth, we do a big push around Earth Day, too. It's a huge event, so that's awesome. But yeah, don't let me cut you off. I'd love to hear more about the organization's mission as well.
Yeah, Earth Day, because it's just symbolically powerful. The mission, we use storytelling and partnerships as tools to grow a global community of people who care about the Earth. So our emphasis is uplifting storytelling, showcasing the people who are already doing exciting things to protect nature. The emphasis on personal stories and using those stories to grow community online and to get people interested in the issues. We figure they can find out more about the details through the websites and stories of the people who we feature. But our aim is to feature these stories and then translate stories into action by allowing viewers to provide, allowing choices for viewers. So you read a story on Myla, you have the option of doing a range of things. You can ask questions, ask the expert that's featured or the nature protector that's featured questions. You can donate to that person's organization if that person belongs formally to an organization or to organizations that that person volunteers with or cares about. You could also act on that issue, whether it's plastic pollution or pollinators or species conservation, through a range of locally appropriate means. So you can search for the topic where you live and attend an event, do a service activity. Eventually, we'll have the capability to do all of these things because of our partnerships. So what we're doing right now is developing partnerships with a range of organizations that will then enable viewers to do those things.
Wow, that's fantastic. And it seems like a big part of this is the community-driven aspect, if you will, you know, getting people to use it. Tell us about how you're expanding this vibrant community, and certainly the timing is right. We all certainly watch the news when it comes to climate change and everything that's happening with the environment right now. So I imagine there are a lot of people that would love to take part in this platform.
I think so. So far, we've gotten a lot of excitement and enthusiasm when we talk about Myla. So how we're growing community right now, especially since we just got started, is in part through our Facebook group. We have a Facebook group that's called Myla Curating Hope. And we have something like 700, 800 people on there. On my side, it looks like 1,000, but Facebook does it in an interesting way. And there's people from 30 or more countries on that group. Some of them are people I know, some of them are people that my team members know, and some of them just join. I don't know how they find us. They find us through just searching for things or through their own friends. So it's exciting. We add members each day, and eventually we'd like that to be millions of people. who are able to interact with each other within the space of that community, and then also provide input into how the Mela website develops. We see the Facebook community as a source of stories and ideas and sources of inspiration, and also a way for people that we feature to interact directly with the wider community. It's one way. Events and just talking to people and word of mouth, and looking at our networks and the people that that we're connected to. Those are other ways in which we're currently growing community. In the fall, we're going to begin hosting events in DC, each time with a partner, with a different partner organization. And that'll be another way to grow community locally. Eventually, since Mela is meant to be a global organization, we'd have the capability to have events hosted by partner organizations in other places as well.
Oh, that's fantastic. It sounds like you're doing all the right things there to grow community. And just to, you know, a quick kind of user question. Let's say, you know, I wanted to feature a story on Mela.earth. Would it be something that, you know, a guest that I would write as a guest writer, or do you interview subject matter experts? Just curious, how it all works?
Sure. So right now the website is just our pilot. We'll migrate it. We'll keep the .earth domain name, but we'll probably shift it around as the organization grows. But there's different ways to share your stories if you are interested. So the most immediate way is to do it on Facebook, because you could just post it and get feedback. If we would love a range of people to write blog posts for us. And then the stories we feature, we'd like a range of people to contribute those as well. That would require a little bit more back and forth with us about format and content, but we'd love for anyone to interview people that inspire them and then work that into some sort of story. We're interested in what we call portraits, but photo essays, podcasts are great. Any sort of storytelling, whether it's spoken, visual, poetry. And we're also interested in aggregating stories. So there would be some stories that are community-driven that are uploaded to our site. There's some that would be created by us about things that we find inspiring, potentially sponsored stories on specific topics that are connected in different places. And then we are also interested in aggregating content that other people produce that's aligned to our mission.
Excellent, excellent. Sounds great. And you mentioned keeping the .earth domain name, which is excellent. Tell us about what made you all decide to use Mela.earth as opposed to .com or another domain extension.
Sure. So part of it goes back to finding a name for the organization. I was really interested in something that was Sanskrit. I was born in Sri Lanka. I grew up here in D.C., but I wanted something that reflected where I came from. And so I was looking for a Sanskrit name that meant something related to either community or partnerships or the earth or something nature-inspired. And I decided on Mela, partly because of its meaning. It means community, or a spiritual gathering, or a gathering, or a community of some sort. So that was exciting. I knew about that meaning already because it's my niece's name. She is almost three, and it's also a water lily. It's a cultivar of water lily. So it had all sorts of nature community meanings that I liked. So I was happy with Mela. And then I was looking at the usual root, .com or .org. And right now, we see ourselves as a mission-driven for-profit. That could evolve. We could go down a nonprofit route. We're early enough in the process that we're open to different possibilities. But I felt that .com or .org would really send us in a particular direction. lots of domain names are also taken. And so as I was trying to figure this out, one of my teammates, a man named Bill Finnegan, he said, what about .earth? It's a new domain name. It's earth and geography and environment focused. And that sounded great to me. So, and it opened my mind to all the range of possible domain names. So I looked at other ones that were relevant. There was life and all sorts of other things. But .earth, I then looked, just did a Google search for and saw your website and noticed that you have a specific focus on both community and environment and earth-related things, and that sounded perfect to me. So it's a community, it's a global community of people who care about the earth.
Oh, wonderful. That's great. Well, thank you for those insights there about how you found the .earth domain name, and really happy to hear that it certainly works with your organization and with branding and such. And so here's the big kind of 30,000-foot question or the million-dollar question. What does the long-term future hold for Mela.earth? What's your grandiose long-term vision, if you will?
The long-term vision is really expanding the community of people who do work, whether formally or as volunteers, that protects the earth, and then connecting those people to each other and to nature. So expanding and connecting, I guess, is the main goal, but also featuring a diversity of perspectives. So if we're able to have a truly global network of people and partnerships, and these people are connected to each other, they're connected to nature where they live, and they feel hopeful and are engaged in doing exciting things, that's the goal.
That's fantastic. That's great. You know, Namal, it's been a pleasure speaking with you, and this is certainly an exciting organization. And before we sign off, is there anything you'd like to add today? Anything we may have missed?
I think we covered a lot of it in terms of the background. So a couple of other things, I guess. Today is my first team meeting tonight, so I'm excited about that. And have been sort of, this is a nice contextualizing activity as I prepare for that. We have about 10 people besides myself involved in Mela on the back end, and 7 of them are available tonight. So we'll be talking about next steps for the organization today. It's a nice transition point because we're incorporated now. We've made a lot of progress over the past few months and are just looking forward towards the next 6 months or so. We expect to grow slowly at first and then strategically scale up. So yeah, it's an exciting point for us.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's great. Sure is exciting. And I wish you the best of luck in your first team meeting tonight and great timing on this podcast. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive Voices.earth podcast interview with Namal da Silva, founder of Mela.earth, which, as we discussed, is a new platform that uses compelling storytelling to instill hope, grow a vast community, and inspire a deep connection to nature, which is something we all can definitely get behind. And Namal, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Matt. I appreciate it.